This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, goal!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk about soccer in Atlanta. We talk about soccer in the state of Georgia. We talk about soccer in the Southeast, in the rest of the United States, in the rest of this hemisphere, the rest of the planet. It's what we do. It's AST. Got a lot of things to get into tonight. We're going to catch up on what's going on with the local colleges. Some games tonight that we will recap you on. We'll get you set up for the rest of the week. We have a nationally ranked team in the D1 side of things. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Champions League qualification. You had three teams book their spot in this year's Champions League in Europe. And maybe not teams you know much about. Maybe teams that weren't expected to be here. We'll get into that. We will get into a few other things in the 3-4-3, but we're going to start off with the U.S. men's national team. The roster was announced today for two upcoming friendlies. September 6th, the USA will host South Korea. That's going to be in Harrison, New Jersey at Sports Illustrated Stadium, the home of the New York Red Bulls. 5 p.m. kickoff on September 6th. The game will be on TNT, on Telemundo. You can watch it on Max. You can watch it on Universo. You can watch it on Peacock, everywhere. Then, a couple days later, on the 9th, it will be the USA and Japan. That's going to be in Columbus, Ohio at lower.com field. Same thing. You can watch that on TNT, on Max, Universo, and Peacock. So, the roster itself. Let's get into the roster. There's a lot of takes. There's a lot of things flying around right now, but let's actually talk about what was announced today. Let's start there. We'll get into opinions in a bit. Goalkeepers. Three of them were called up for this. Matt Freese, he keeps his spot from the Gold Cup. 7 caps for Matt Freese. And your two other goalkeepers called up have not been capped for the U.S. men's national team yet. Roman Celentano of FC Cincinnati and Jonathan Klinsmann of now Cesena in Italy in the second division. Let's go to the defenders. So fullbacks and center backs, 8 called up. Max Arsten of the Columbus Crew, Noah Kai Banks of FC Augsburg in Germany, Tristan Blackman of the Vancouver Whitecaps, Serginho Dest of PSV Eindhoven, Alex Freeman of Orlando City, Nathan Harriel of the Philadelphia Union, Tim Ream of Charlotte FC, and Chris Richards of Crystal Palace. So out of that group, Banks has no caps. Blackman has no caps. Tim Ream has 74 caps. Chris Richards, 31. Nathan Harriel, only one cap. Alex Freeman became a regular at the Gold Cup. He has 7 caps, all from the summer. Midfielders, 6 of them. Tyler Adams from Bournemouth. Sebastian Berhalter from the Vancouver Whitecaps. Luca De La Torre from San Diego FC. Diego Luna of Real Salt Lake. Jack McGlynn of the Houston Dynamo. And Sean Zawadzki of the Columbus Crew. Zawadzki only has 1 cap. Berhalter has 6 from the summer. McGlynn has 11 in total. Luna has 12 in total. Tyler Adams leads that group with 50 caps. Up top, your forwards slash wingers in this group, Damian Downs of Southampton, Christian Pulisic of Milan, Josh Sargent of Norwich City, Tim Weah of Marseille in France. He moved from Juventus over the summer, and Alex Zendejas of Club America. Out of that group, Zendejas has 11 caps. Downs has 5 from this past summer. Pulisic leads the way with 78 caps. So here's some information on this group in case you've been blinded by the takes so far today. 12 players come back from the Gold Cup, including 2 players, Chris Richards and Diego Luna, who were named to the tournament best 11. Richards started all 6 matches, scored 2 goals. Luna scored 3 goals, had 2 assists, man of the match honors in the semifinal win over Guatemala. Sergiño Dest, he is poised to make his first appearances for the U.S. men's national team after helping the U.S. win the CONCACAF Nations League in March of 2024. So he's recovered from a ruptured ACL. He joined the camp this past summer, but he wasn't ready to actually play in matches yet. He has been great for PSV as of late. 2 goals and an assist in 4 matches, including the match-winning goal in the Dutch Super Cup. Several players are new to the group for the calendar year of 2025. Zendejas, for example, the 27-year-old, 12 goals in 48 games across all competitions for Club America in last season's Apertura and Clausura. Little bit of a slower start as the club has had this season in the current Apertura. Mentioned Celentano and Zawadzki. They were both part of the 2024 January camp. Zawadzki got his 1 cap against Slovenia in 2024. Blackman hasn't been called in since January of 2021, and it sounded like Canada was thinking about calling him in. Mauricio Pochettino beat him to it. Jonathan Klinsmann, he gets another look with the senior men's national team for the first time since 2018. He's bounced around a little bit since. He won the Golden Glove for the U-20s at the CONCACAF U-20 Championship in 2017, played in all 5 matches in the U-20 World Cup in 2017 as well. So 4 players have never gotten a cap for the program yet. Blackman, Celentano, and Klinsmann, they've been called up, but they haven't played yet. Noah Kai Banks, this is his first U.S. men's national team camp. He's 18 years old. He's a dual national of the United States and Germany. He has appeared at the youth national team level for the U.S. with the U-17s, the U-19s, and the U-20s. 12 players represent 10 different MLS clubs. 10 players are based outside of MLS, 4 in England, 2 in Italy, 1 in France, 1 in Germany, 1 in Mexico, and 1 in the Netherlands. Okay, let's talk a little bit about opinions with this group. I know it's dangerous. Let's get into it. I got the hazmat suit on. I'm sure the hashtag USMNT is all fired up, yelling and screaming. This is 2 friendlies. First off, yes, you're running out of time between now and the World Cup. Yes, you would like to, like some teams, know exactly what your best starting 11 is right now and know exactly what your best 22 is right now. I do have a question, though. If you know what your best starting 11 is right now, does that get you a cookie? I'm just asking, does it get you a gold star? Do you ace the test? I don't know. Do you get extra sprinkles on your ice cream? Like, what does it actually mean to know what your best 11 is today? Because I can guarantee you this. Your best 11 today shouldn't be your best 11 for the opening match of the 2026 World Cup in June, 10 months from now. I hope it's not. I hope players have played their way into a different spot in the depth chart from now until then. And that's probably going to happen at the club level. Unfortunately, I would also wager that somebody who would be in your best 11 right now, or your best 22 for sure, is going to get injured. Somebody's going to lose form and not play well and not be in a good spot going into the World Cup. Knowing your best 11 today means absolutely, positively zero. It means nothing. Do you want to get closer to knowing what your best pool is? Yes. And I think Mauricio Pochettino was pretty clear in what he wanted out of this camp. He wants to get down to, okay, I've seen everybody I need to see. Can they cut it? Are they going to stay in consideration? I mean, even just short term in October and in November, are they going to stay in consideration in March? He's talked about they're looking at 60, 65 players, as they should.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This idea that because he doesn't know what the best 11 is today, that that's a horrible thing. Again, you get nothing for beating South Korea and Japan in games coming up in a couple weeks. They are friendlies. Not every team is locked down as to 11 and as to 22. They're just not. There are plenty of world teams around the world, plenty of national teams who don't know what their best 11 is right now. There are plenty of them that will be at the World Cup next year. There are plenty of them who will be contending for the World Cup trophy next summer. I don't know what Brazil's best 11 is right now. I don't think Carlo Ancelotti knows that. He called up a lot of different players in this window. Does he know what he's doing? I think Carlo does. I think he's got a clue. Just like I think Mauricio Pochettino's got a clue. I really am begging some of the folks who talk soccer in this country to stop reacting in such a way to chase clicks. I know it's a dangerous thing to say. Christian Pulisic and Tim Weah talked about it. Everybody yelled at them for it. There's a bad habit in this country of performative discourse. We could talk about this in other things, but I'm talking about it in soccer. just because you yell or scream or say things with an angry tone, or just decide I'm going to be negative about everything, it doesn't make your takes intelligent. And it's very frustrating because this roster was announced and there's not really any talk about things like, okay, has Matt Freeze really cemented himself as a contender to be the goalkeeper at the World Cup next year? Because I think he has. Matt Turner's going to get back into playing time consistently with the New England Revolution, but I think Matt Freeze has shown that maybe he's the guy. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about Chris Richards and Tyler Adams and Christian Pulisic as three key players for the team next year in the spine. Now, you can play Pulisic off to the wing, and you probably will, but he cuts inside. You think of him in the spine. Nobody talks about that. Nobody's talking about Josh Sargent earning a call-up after a great start with Norwich. Remember, Josh Sargent was going to move back to Germany, didn't, has stayed at Norwich, and has started off really well. Now, I've been critical of Josh Sargent because he has not produced for the U.S. men's national team. But he deserves another call-up because that is an open spot right now. That is 100% an open spot. I've been campaigning for Zendejas to get another look. I'm glad he's getting in here. Damian Downs. Glad to see more from him. Sean Zawadzki, another player that I have really liked and a very versatile player. And remember, at the World Cup, you're going to need versatility. Zawadzki can play in the midfield. He can play as a center back, depending on your shape and depending on what you're going to do here. Nathan Harriel has shown that he can play some center back in a three. Tristan Blackman has shown that he can be center back, fullback. There's a lot of things to talk about. But what is the discourse right now? It is people saying that Mauricio Pochettino doesn't know what he's doing, which is foolish talk. You can disagree with what he's doing, but to say that he doesn't know what he's doing is just beyond disrespectful. We've got to stop doing this, people. We really do. We've got to stop with this. And I don't know why it's more prevalent in the soccer world versus other sports, but it is extremely frustrating how the way to get attention and the way to get clicks and the way to try to come off as intelligent is just to yell and call people dumb and to be extremely negative and toxic. I don't like talking about the U.S. men's national team because of the reactions it gets from people. I haven't even gotten into the MLS portion of this, with a lot of people probably angrier than anything that there were more players from Major League Soccer called up than players from Europe. Not even getting into that one because it's a lightning rod. There's too many lightning rods about this team and for not really good reasons at this point. It's very frustrating. We're going to talk about who's not here. We're going to talk about what this looks like. We're going to go back to the conversation that I had last week. Really, the conversation that I had back during the Gold Cup about where this roster is, what the pool looks like, and where are the question marks in it. Every national team's got them right now. There's some who have bigger ones, and there's some who might not make it here because of those question marks. The U.S. will be in the World Cup, but there are a lot of teams right now with question marks. What are those question marks for the U.S. men's national team? We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.